Trial of Detectives to be Hard Fought. The Atlanta Constitution, Wednesday, 27th of January, 1915, page 12, column 2. First day's hearing results in securing of only 6 jurors. Testimony to begin today. That the fight of Dan S. Lahan and Carlton C. Tedder against prosecution for subornation of perjury, as a result of the W.J. Burns investigation of the Frank case, will be one of the most spectacular of recent legal battles in Fulton County is evinced by the stubborn progress made in the first day's proceedings. It is anticipated that the trial will require the most of the week. Although 4 panels of 76 prospective jurors were exhausted, only 6 jurors were obtained yesterday. The hearing of testimony is expected to begin today. Besides Lahan and Tedder, Arthur Thurman, a younger lawyer, was also arraigned on a similar charge. Reverend C.B. Ragsdale, who will be the star witness, was in court ready to take the stand. It was Ragsdale's affidavit on which the subornation charges were based. When the case was first called, Judge Arthur Powell, representing the defense, made the motion to overthrow the cases on account of lack of evidence. The motion was overruled by Judge Hill. The defense is represented by Judge Powell, John A. Boykin, Marion Smith of Atlanta, and St. Clair Adams, former District Attorney of New Orleans. Solicitor Dorsey, his assistant, E. A. Stevens, Detectives Pat Campbell and John Starnes and Newt Garner, Special Investigator of Dorsey's staff, representing the prosecution. The half-dozen jurors chosen yesterday are C.V. Logan, R.F. Mobley, Dr. J.A. Wise, W.A. Simpson, and Claude Williamson.